100 megabyte free data. Do the visit home with 150 Rand in travel vouchers and do fitness with up to 30% off gym fees. To apply, visit absa.co.za. Do all the things. That's Africanacity. TNC apply. Absa is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Eskom hopes rush hour power cut suspensions eases pressure on South Africans, and masters of the High Court offices closed this morning amid a raid by the Special Investigating Unit. Details on these and more coming up at 8 a.m.
Do you know what really eases the pressure on peak time traffic load shedding?
Yeah.
Is no load shedding at all.
Yes.
Engaging meaningfully with one another. UJFM Sports. UJFM Sports.
FIFA is ending its six-month intervention in African soccer's governing body. They said this on Sunday after a mission to speed up reform of football on the continent was successfully completed. World Soccer's ruling body also confirmed that its Secretary General, Fatma Samoura's role as General Delegate for Africa had ended on the 1st of February. FIFA took over the running of African football after the corruption scandals which had consumed the Federation of African Football, CAF, last year, including allegations against CAF President Ahmad Ahmad, which he's denied. Moving to Paris now, Paris Saint-Germain coach Thomas Tuchel yesterday attempted to play down a touchline spat with Kylian Mbappe, which overshadowed the French champion's big weekend win over Montpellier. Tuchel said, quote, "There is nothing personal between me and him. These things happen." This after Mbappe's reacted angrily to being substituted midway through the second half of PSG's 5-0 victory at Parc des Princes, with Mauro Icardi taking his place. The 21-year-old World Cup winner, who had scored his 14th league goal of the season in the victory, exchanged words with Tuchel as he came off and then stormed to his seat on the bench, throwing away a training top in disgust. Staying with PSG, Neymar is out of PSG's squad for the league match at Nantes tonight with a rib injury. The Brazilian, who needed treatment during PSG's victory against Montpellier on Saturday, celebrated his 28th birthday at a Parisian nightclub 24 hours later. Manager Thomas Tuchel said his team selection would not be influenced by the timing of the party. The club confirmed yesterday that tests had shown that Neymar had suffered a cartilage injury during the first half of Saturday's Ligue 1 match. Other injuries from that match include one from Marcos, Thiago Silva, Juan Bernat, and Colin Dagba, who are all out of tonight's game. PSG, however, remains